Who's ready for season two? Coming to the last episode of the Human Design Energy Profiles. And I'm actually very excited that we ended up going in the direction that we did in terms of the flow, starting from where we started with manifesting generators and ending where we're ending with reflectors. I feel like we covered a lot of ground with every single one of the energy types, but projectors to me are one of the most interesting because they're the most rare. So if you know someone in your life or if you yourself are a reflector, then just know that you are, I mean, I don't want to say you're extra special, but in a way you kind of are because you're only 1% to 2% of the population. And when you think of a reflector, a good way to actually identify like what does a reflector mean, a projector, etc. Reflectors are really meant to be mirrors of society. And reflectors have no defined centers. So this means that every single one of their centers is open. And they have really great wisdom that they can then take from others and also provide to others because they're reflecting back to society or the people in their lives what either needs improvement, where someone might be struggling, where someone might be needing to look for opportunities, how they can better support others. If you are a reflector, I want to talk a little bit today more about your signature theme, your strategy, your not self theme, your aura, and how those differ from, and it's also 222 while I'm recording that, which is my angel number, and I am not a reflector, but sometimes feel like I am. So this energy type is very, very special to me. But if we're talking immediately about what the strategy of a reflector is, your strategy is to wait a lunar cycle. So here I am as a projector feeling like, oh my gosh, I have to wait for an invitation. That can take so long. Well, the reflectors are out there going, okay, sis, calm down. We have to wait an entire damn lunar cycle. And waiting an entire lunar cycle before making a decision is a long time. That means that you really need to process. You really need to let the information sink in. You really need to feel into what you're feeling and make sure that you're getting information from the moon. And I think that this is so amazing. Think about the tides and the fact that the ocean is actually being able to create these waves in this current as a result of the energy pulled from the moon and from the earth. It is so incredibly amazing. And because you don't have any definition in your body graph, you don't have an authority like other human design types. So we've talked about the fact that there's a strategy and authority for every human design type. Well, with reflectors, there is not. And I think that this is so special because when reflectors are in alignment, they'll feel surprise or this sense of fulfillment, this sense of, aha, oh my gosh, that makes sense. And they just bring this beautiful joy to the world and this brightness to the world when they do feel in alignment. When they're out of alignment, they'll feel disappointment. So I feel like it's easy for a reflector to feel disappointment in people or in an organization or in the environment that they're around and the world in general, because it can feel like maybe the vitality or the beauty of the world is being lost. And reflectors as those mirrors, again, the initial point I was trying to make that I went a little off track with, was think of a reflector as this huge disco ball. And if you've ever heard the analogy of the disco ball, it's that it's this beautiful mirror that's broken into all these different pieces. And at first you look at broken glass and think, oh no, this is bad. But then when you put all those pieces of broken glass back together onto this disco ball or onto this ball, this mirror ball, it makes the most beautiful reflection when the sun hits it, when it spins around a room. And it's one of the most beautiful creations that you can actually see. And that I feel like is similar to what the reflectors have to offer to others and to the world around them. Their aura is reflective, unsurprisingly. So you think about it as if you look in a mirror or if you're in a shopping mall and you're in the dressing room and they have a mirror that has all of these different parts to it. When you open it, it can then look like, oh my gosh, I see my reflection in 100 different places. Like, where is this reflection actually going? That's kind of how I think about the aura of a reflector, because it's almost like they're getting a taste of all of the different people's auras that are around them and then figuring out what information am I receiving and how do I, or how am I reflecting that back into the world. And that to me is just so special. And again, the percentage of population that are reflectors are only about 1%. So where a projector like myself is about 22% of the population, and projectors are really meant to guide, be visionaries, leaders, reflectors are meant to be seers. They're observers. They're the evaluators. Their gifts are really sensing what other people are missing, being deeply attuned to other people's spaces and the energy around them, expressing themselves in this myriad of ways, and offering this objectivity to people that is incredibly special. And their strategy is to wait to be invited and plant themselves in the right spaces. So being in the right space for them will help them align with the right people, opportunity, and experiences. And that is amazing. I mean, I love so much that the reflectors of the world just have this opportunity to be able to kind of test and feel what others around them are doing or feeling, and then being able to provide some sort of insight or evaluation to those people. And I talked a little bit about how the lunar cycle is a little bit long for them to actually make decisions, but let me dive into that a bit more. So for reflectors, they're meant to wait 28 days, which is the lunar cycle, before making their big decisions. And reflectors are non-energy beings, so they don't have a defined center in their human design blueprint. And the reflector energy is meant to be more of like this mirror back to your community or people. And they're taking in this energy at all times. And surprise or excitement, again, is their signature key theme. So they'll feel this depth of human experience when they're actually on the right path. And how special is that to be able to feel something like that? If you are a reflector and you're curious about, okay, this is great, I'm a mirror for other people, but what the heck does this mean for me? What might a good career move for me be? What might an area where I'd make a big impact be? If I'm thinking about how in the heck do I make an impact by being a mirror for others? So this energy for you in business could look like finding a way to create a community with people who you value and who inspire you. Being in client services and being able to really identify and sense what your clients needs and then adapting to those needs. If you're able to address issues that are unhealthy for a business. So if you're someone who can come in and say, I'm going to do an audit of your current business and then tell you what I'm identifying from the current employee population and what it's telling me and how we can really recharge, then that's great. So those are some ways that I think you can really show up. And then if you're looking or thinking about ways that you might need to decondition, so where are the ways that some of these reflectors get a little bit trapped where they might not be living in their human design? It could be where you're feeling this belief like, I am so overly sensitive. I am always taking on other people's energy. I have an inability to actually like cleanse my own energy. I'm always confused if this is my feeling or someone else's feeling. So you might be taking on other people's emotions or like holding on to something that feels like, I think I'm feeling this, but I really don't know why. A need for everyone around you to be okay and for you to feel the pressure to really facilitate that for them. And thinking that life is always going to be this consistent process and that you have to make decisions quickly to like fit in this box of, let's make a decision, what's it going to be? And then sometimes it can be this belief that life is disappointing because you're feeling like, I don't know who I am. I don't know what I need. I always feel like I'm there for other people, but I'm not necessarily there for myself. Like, what can I learn about this? And so if we're thinking about the fact that you as a reflector do not have an energy type, or I'm sorry, are a non-energy being, then let's think about what that means in terms of the fact that you have no centers defined. So your entire chart is going to look white. So if you're actually getting a human design reading or you were to get a reading with me and I give you a copy of your chart, instead of having a few of those centers lit up, yours will be completely white. And that just basically means that every single part of your chart is open, so you don't have that sacral ability that's lit up like it is in generators, where you'll have this gut instinct. And that's okay. It is absolutely not a negative by any means. And I think that's something to be mindful of. If you are a reflector, your greatest strength is your ability to hold up a mirror to the people around you, and so that they can see themselves reflected in your experience. And you will consistently be amplifying that energy around you. So what that means is that you'll need time to rest and you will need time to recharge. So as a reflector, it is incredibly important to give yourself an opportunity to identify what might be a purpose-driven, restful experience for you. Will that be going on a retreat if you're going to be surrounded by other people and taking in their energy? It might be, but then that means that you're going to need to find ways to meaningfully decompress. And I think that gives you an opportunity to really look within and see, if I am consistently being a mirror for other people and I am consistently taking in the energy around me from other people and from those people that have these defined centers and these defined channels and gates that I do not have, then how am I actually, in a positive way, getting rid of some of that energy that is no longer mine? And Anna Grace Newell has, and Nicole Marilyn, or Marilyn, both have some really awesome programs for how you can get rid of or protect your energy in certain situations, which I think is going to be a really important practice for reflectors, but then also some practices for how you decompress. And one thing that's really special for you is, yes, you have to wait a moon cycle to make big decisions in your life, but when it comes to being able to identify people around you and feeling this alignment with the people around you, you have this incredible ability to sense who's authentic and who is in this, let's say, this healthy mindset, and then who is not. And that is, I mean, amazing, because you might be able to get immediately from people some subtle differences, or feel, you know, a collective energy. This, like, because you're deeply affected by the moon cycles, you might feel like, Jordan Younger says, we're not from here. I'm not from here. That physical and energetic shift may be something that you feel deep down inside, but that also means that you can identify and really pick up on the unseen or unfelt emotions of other people. So that's something to just keep in mind, because that is a superpower. So you will be able to feel things more than anyone else. You can sense these changes before they happen with people, your environments, etc. You have this gift, it's truly a gift, of being able to read other people's energy and see them for who they truly are. So you'll be able to know if someone is being authentic to themselves or not. That might be a great way for you to be some sort of a counselor when we're talking again about what career path might make the most sense for you. You'll be able to be an incredibly good networker because people will feel comfortable with you. They'll feel themselves within their engagement with you. They will be able to feel this relation to you in some way, shape, or form that you might not have even felt yourself. And that's something that's also just incredibly, incredibly special. So you are here to help other people and the world around you revolve and reflect the truth about what those people are having a hard time seeing in themselves through your engagement with them. And you might have this deep sense or this deep need to really understand other people and the world around you. And that's okay, because that's always going to be something that you might be looking for due to the fact that you don't have that innate or automatic way to harness the energy in the same way that other people do through their sacral centers or other centers in their human design. The best things that you can do to nurture yourselves are to set some energetic boundaries. And that's where things like protecting your energy in advance, if you're going to be going into, let's say, a situation like a concert, or you're going to a play or a speech, if you're jumping into a situation environmentally where you're going to have a lot of different types of people all around you, the energy might be up, it might be down, or you're going to be in a place where a lot of different types of energy could potentially be imposed upon you, then you're going to want to set up what those energetic boundaries might look like. And that's, I did a practice like this when I went to the Super Bowl, I guess, a year ago now. And it was incredibly helpful for me, because I knew that I would be overwhelmed in a situation where there were that many different energy types all around me at once without having an ability to know who these people were, to know if I was going to be in a safe energetic environment, etc. And I did an energy practice in my meditation before we went somewhere every single day. And I actually had the best time I'd ever had in a situation where there were this many people, this much mayhem and chaos and people talking and moving and bumping into you. So that is something that I think if that would be one piece of advice for all of my reflector clients or just for reflector friends, is that creating what that energetic boundary may look like for you in those situations can be helpful. And it doesn't also have to be this big, huge setting. It could even be if you're going to a bridal shower, a baby shower, or something where there will be a lot of different types of energy in one small, or I guess I'm assuming that it's a small or large space, but anywhere into work, if you're traveling on a train, those are going to be places where you'll want, or plane, like where you'll want to set some energetic boundaries. And if you think about the fact that you have this special gift and the privilege of these energetic cycles that are created by the moon, that also means that you have this slow but steadfast ability to sit with something and feel all of the different emotions that come with that decision. Some of us are able to make a decision much more quickly, but we then don't have the benefit of being able to sit with our decision, to let it know, to see how those energy cycles might support what we want to do or not, and then be surprised by the energetic flow or gift that we're feeling when we don't take that cycle for ourselves. I mean, so that's just something that I think is incredibly important. And you can also kind of think of yourself as a shapeshifter in a way, because you have the ability to mold yourself into any situation. So you might be someone who gets constant feedback. Oh, you can really navigate any situation. You have friends, you are the person who is friends with every single different group at school or at work, because you can change into any given environment. And I'm not saying that you're adaptable in the sense that it's a negative thing. It's a benefit. It is a true gift for you to be able to be the shapeshifter, to change into your environment, because you can mirror how the environment is affecting others and you yourself. But that then means that you'll need to be the one who's then taking the pulse of the situation and the health of that environment. If you're feeling angry, if you're feeling overwhelmed, all of those things are keys and cues to you to take ownership of the situation and be able to then be that, to be the one who's going to say, I think this is maybe not a good environment and here's why, and there's something that I think I can provide here for others through what I'm identifying here. So as you mirror what's happening in society, that will help you and help others figure out what those big decisions are that need to be made and how to do so in the right way. And I think it's important to also realize that you are the rarest of the human design types. So you might already feel like, oh, there's not so many of us and I'm so unique. And that's okay, because there are so few of you now, I'm of the belief, I'm just making a potential suggestion, that we actually will start to see a lot more reflectors as we move forward and human design becomes more well known, because we are going through a cycle. And once we get to 2027, I have a feeling that from there on, we're going to start seeing a lot more reflectors, a lot more projectors, a lot more of the types that were traditionally more on the rarer side, because society is changing, humanity is changing, we're becoming more open and open-minded to this idea of spiritually connecting to those around us, being more mindful of the energy around us, being more mindful of how we operate in group settings, and how that actually can then be a benefit for humanity as a whole. Like, all of those things, to me, I think is a sign that we are moving towards a new way of humanity. And I think that that potentially means that the reflectors, we will see more of you in the future. And if you have ever felt like you just have this connection to like the cosmos, or you feel like, oh, I love anything about astrology, or I love anything that kind of is talking about spirituality, manifestation, etc., that could be because reflectors are truly born with this like rare attunement to cosmic environments. And it's important that you're here to observe, but not absorb. And I think that that is literally the most important key thing that you can take from this. You are here to observe, but not absorb. And because you do not have a defined energy center or a defined center anywhere in your chart, it can be incredibly easy to absorb. And that, again, is why I think it's so important to practice. What does this self-expression look like when I'm trying to get rid of this, or I'm trying to serve myself by clearing the energy around me after I'm in situations where I no longer want to be absorbing or holding on to the different types of energies that you were around? So allow yourself that room to recalibrate and then like experiment with what feels most authentic to you. And just keep in mind that because you have the ability and this rare ability to be incredibly mindful about your situations, then you also have to be mindful when you're feeling disconnected from those situations. So if you're feeling disconnected and you're really not feeling like yourself, a few of the questions that you can ask yourself are things like, when was the last time that you felt surprised by something? Or when was the last time that you were excited by something? Have you had a chance to connect with other people or yourself? Like, have you given yourself space to reflect? As a reflector, yes, you reflect the world around you, but you also need that quiet time to be able to reflect yourself. Have you given yourself that time? And then if you feel like, oh, when I'm in this group, I'm taking on this identity that does not feel like me, like this is not me, I don't know why I'm acting this way, then you can ask yourself, like, what identities can I release that might no longer be serving me or that are not me at all? Why am I feeling disappointed? Like, what are the things that are disappointing me? And then how do you then take meaningful action against those responses to those questions and use this as a starting point to notice what's going on within you? Where might you potentially have been holding on to energy that is not yours, and then figuring out, like, what can I do to get back into living the best possible way that I can, knowing that I'm here to observe and not absorb, and then give yourself permission to change your environment, evolve as much as you need to. That's something that you have the absolute benefit of being able to do and say, this is not the environment for me. I do not feel safe, or this environment does not feel right to me, and then put yourself in a new environment. So you have permission to evolve as many times as you want and to put yourself in new energy fields as often as you want, because that's imperative for you to be able to feel and reflect back in a way that is the most helpful for others. So finding a way where you feel safe, where you feel flow, where you feel this evolution, and you don't have to commit to something that does not feel like you. And I think that that becomes incredibly important for someone who is a reflector who may fall victim to the conditioning of others around them, especially if you're consistently around, let's say, generators or manifesting generators who do have this ability to move forward a lot more quickly with decision making, etc. That's something that you will then want to be mindful of in how you move through life. And the energy type, again, if we go through this again, you are the mirror to everyone else. That is great. But you are here, and part of your purpose is to really identify what this personal resilience and like emotional mastery might look like. That feels like a lot. You're open and you're fluid in your energy centers. So you can then become susceptible to high and low energies that you encounter and those around you. You really have to embrace this lunar wisdom and find strength in recognizing that you have this evolutionary ability to navigate the fluctuations of life and understand that your experience is truly a reflection of your environment. And so as you're cultivating this sense of self-awareness and you where you can serve as a guide, you also have to be self-aware that if you are not feeling like the environment is serving you and you're feeling disappointed, that you have the ability to evolve into a new environment and therefore to put out a new type of energy. You can teach people about the power of being adaptable and the profound impact on environment. So if you think about, like, I just think about feng shui and becoming an expert in spaces and things that make you feel good, how the environment actually can potentially give you insight to transform how you feel. And again, transform is like one of the main life lessons for reflectors. Like, embrace this idea of transformation, of evolution, of environment. You'll need, if you're someone who feels as a reflector, like you have to have the same sort of situation and environment in order to really thrive, you are going to have to get uncomfortable or comfortable with being a little bit more uncomfortable to give yourself that opportunity to evolve. If you are always putting yourself in the same situation, in the same environment, you are never going through the process of identifying these different types of energies and feeling what you might need to let go of, where an inconsistency might be trying to tell you or the larger community something. And that you don't need to necessarily define yourself because you have this mutable ability to be your own unique gift, but you do need to also have the self-awareness to say, this is not serving me because I am identifying disappointment in this place, in this person, in this group. And that's something that you will need to be, again, just mindful of. So you can take on all of these different things and embody the environment around you that's taking place. So you are incredibly powerful. There aren't as many of you because those of you that there are so powerful in your own essence when you're actually living in alignment that maybe at this point in time, the world is not ready to have more reflectors because there are not enough people who can look at someone who can mirror them back to them, the environment or the energy that they're putting out there and be well-intentioned enough to either make change or to move forward in a way that would benefit the collective in the way that we will need them to, which is why, again, I think that in the future, we will actually end up seeing more reflectors. But it is important for you to understand what is the environment that makes you thrive. I could see a business opportunity for someone who is a reflector to work with a ton of other reflectors in setting up what the perfect environment looks like to them, giving them quizzes, cueing them on what types of environments are actually the most meaningful for them, doing some sort of retreat based on lunar cycles and certain types of when the moon is in certain different phases and being able to use that energy to actually master a specific strength or a skill or an emotion or an understanding and then using that to your advantage. And then allowing yourself to actually know that you're bringing this own sort of genius through your energy. And you will watch how other people behave, how they feel, how they react. And that is something that gives you the ability to help others ground. But then you must find a way to discharge of that energy like we've talked about throughout this episode so far. So again, you are a celestial being. You synchronize with the lunar cycle for decision making, but also as you're identifying, what does this rhythm of personal growth actually look like for me? How do I use the moon to offer me insights and explore these different various facets of myself? And as a reflector, like how does my space and the environment around me create or honor the emotions that you might be experiencing, or the way to get rid of energy that is no longer yours, to free your connection to the moon, to free your connection to this lunar cycle, to free your connection to the celestial being that you actually are, and giving yourself the permission, the ability to say, hey, I am magic. I have, you know, I am capable of being successful and making something for myself. I don't need to be afraid to break rules or create, you know, these new, or to create some sort of a new life lesson, because your strategy is to observe others around you and then wait a full lunar cycle to avoid that disappointment or feeling like you're being let down. Allow yourself that ability to feel surprised and to feel happy and to feel secure. If you are a reflector or you do know a reflector, then I highly encourage you to send them this episode because I hope that it would be informative for them and give them an opportunity to feel seen and to feel heard and to feel like, oh my gosh, those things were happening to me. Now I have at least some guidance on how to best align my energy, how to free my energy, how to cleanse the energy, and how to set an environmental space for myself that gives me the freedom to remove some of the bad energy or the bad juju that I might have been holding on to. Allow myself to feel surprise. Leave yourself those little surprises. Work with people that make you feel good. And if those things don't, then figure out a way to set up an environmental space for you or to have a community where you feel heard, you feel seen, but you also know that you have a special and unique gift, and read and research about it. Start getting a book about what does it mean to incorporate an energetic cycle with the lunar cycle. Become more curious. Become more active in the way that you can truly live in the most alignment with yourself. Given that there are only 1% of you in the population out of billions and billions of people, it means that it is more rare for you to actually run into someone else or identify someone else who is, you know, pretty well versed in human design, and then be able to share this back and forth. So consider yourself as someone who has to become an expert on what it means to be you, what it means to be this specific energy type, what it means to successfully incorporate making decisions through a lunar cycle might mean, what it means to be this celestial being that has access to energy and world force energy, life force energy, in a way that no other energy type does in human design. That in itself is so special and so unique. And the more that you learn about what that process might look like for you, the more that you can then define what actually does surprise me, what actually does excite me, and use that to your advantage. And then reflect that to other people so that they become curious. They want to better understand what you're doing and what you're drawing upon to create this version of success and to create this version of self-consistency and self-maintainment that other energy types may not have the ability to do, because they don't need to wait that 28-day period, that 28-day lunar cycle, and really connect with the energetics that are coming from some sort of other world or the celestial beings that is the moon and the sun and the cycle and that energetic shift that will happen at each different phase. So know that if you are a reflector, you are incredibly special. Again, 1% of you throughout the entire world are reflectors. I hope that this episode gave you more insight into how you can be successful and how you can decondition. If you felt like this sounds like me and I'm going to now figure out if my human design is actually a reflector, because all of these things ring true, but I never really knew where to go with it. And again, feel free to rate, subscribe, or leave a comment on this episode. And remember that I still am doing discount readings for anyone who is interested in them. If you leave a review and then send it to my Instagram at Kylie Mojadidi, you will automatically be entered to win a highly discounted and/or free human design reading. Thanks so much for stopping by, and we'll see you next week.